I guess AJ.
AJ, coach, CS Sport. And Bruce, can I ask one of the board members a question?
We don't have to answer it, but you can ask.
Okay. I'd rather my picture not be taken.
Well, it is a public hearing.
Keith.
And you are attractive.
I do what I can.
The light bothers me, though.
Sorry. Keith, have you heard last night or maybe today any noise from Sprague's?
I don't know. Sprague's noise. Noise, yes.
Tailgate slamming, maybe?
No.
Okay. Because I think they're closer to them than most anybody that's sitting in this room. And I know that last night they started unloading a salt boat.
Well, like flat steel, I could hear flat steel down there somewhere. They're dropping flat steel or something in the daytime. Not at night.
Could be building a ship. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just curious, because I figure you're closer than most anybody in this room to them. And if anybody's going to hear a tailgate slam, it would be you.
No,
now,
it doesn't bother me.
Now, on to the rest of it. I've worked down there unloading salt, Petcoke, Gyp Rock, Clinker Rock, not Clinker Rock, but slag. And I tell you, the worst of it is Petcoke. And that stuff, I think that you could probably seal up every crack and crevice that's in the cab of a truck, and you're still going to get that dust in there. And I can't see that iron dust is going to be any worse than Petcoke dust. That stuff is pretty invasive. And I don't believe that I've ever heard anybody in this town complain one second about Petcoke dust. So I think that for anybody to complain about iron dust almost a half a mile away is probably got some other things that they probably should be cleaning up or complaining about before they complain about iron dust. And I think that ultimately this noise issue, that trucks coming in and trucks coming out, is a moot point. Because I don't know if anybody pays attention. I'm pretty sure that there probably are many people in this room that are up before daylight that see the convoy of trucks that come in and out of there this time of year that are hauling salt all over the state of Maine to keep the roads clear so that we all can go to, you know, Target or Walmart or shop and save someplace in the middle of a friggin' blizzard. Because that's what everybody likes to do, and that's what everybody expects. And everybody expects that salt's going to be out there. And nobody complains for a half a second about, you know, salt trucks making four or five trips. One truck, four or five trips through town to get down to Sprague's to get that salt to take it someplace else where they need it to put it on the roads. So I think that we should probably have our priorities straight. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, AJ. Next.